أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the King on the Day of Judgment, the Compassionate, the Merciful. And we invoke his peace and the prayers upon his messenger and the prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, and upon all his messengers along the long chain of prophethood, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and Jesus. May God's peace and the prayers be upon them and upon the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. My dear brethren, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human race from the matter of the earth, from clay, it wasn't the clay that made us human beings. It was the divine spirit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew into Adam. And it is this divine spirit that made noble humanity. And for this Spirit of God blown into us, Allah ordered the angels to bow for the human race. It is that noble spirit that God described when he said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ طِينٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين. It is that spiritual element, that divine element in us, that made us what we are. The body is important because it is the vessel of the spirit. And indeed, Islam does not require of us to ignore or neglect the body. Indeed, the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam said, your body has a right upon you. And one has to be healthy and fit. But that bodily component, that earthly component of us, should always be subservient to the divine spirit which Allah breathed into us. It should not hinder or eclipse that spiritual component. For we are spiritual beings, although our spirit dwells in the container of our body. And in Ramadan, we do practice to play down that earthly component, so as to sharpen the spiritual element in us. It is the earthly component that needs food and drink and sex. And so we give this up in order for the spiritual component to be renewed and sharpened and cleared, as if you are wiping away dust from the surface of a mirror. And indeed, our life is but the equilibrium between the needs and the calls of the earth and the calls of the divine element in us. The earth pulls us down by gravity, but the spirit takes up against the gravity, and we endeavor to go up, transcending our earthly component to be the divine creatures that Allah wants us to be. And upon this we live all our life, a continual life of balancing, of decision making, of temptation and resistance, of battling against one's moods and evil desires. We live a test. All our life is a test, the result of which will be declared in the hereafter. It is like the school examination. And we human beings are unique in this, because animals simply respond to their instincts and desires. And because angels do right all the way, because they do not know what evil is. But we are continuously undergoing that examination, and we are being tested all through our life. And let us not believe that Allah tests us only by adversity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us by adversity as well as by goods and bounties. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We test you with evil and with good as a way of trial. Perhaps the testing with adversity is the easier of the two tests, because once afflicted by adversity, we naturally and spontaneously turn to God to ask Him His help. When in adversity, we have nowhere to go but to ask Him and seek His guidance and seek His help and seek His deliverance. But the other kind of the examination is when we are examined by good, when we are given wealth and health and the comfort and the good time. Because it is then that we risk the danger of forgetting our Creator. It is then that we think we are smart and we are good. And it is a matter of course for us to be healthy and wealthy and comfortable. Indeed, the most cruel test, as Allah says, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. If we give of our blessings and bounty to the human beings, he turns his back to us and distances himself from us. And this is the threat that we should be very aware not to fall in. Reading the Quran, let us take the example of Prophet Solomon, to whom God has harnessed the powers of people, of jinn, of the birds and the animals, of the winds, and at the acme of his achievement, when he considered bringing the throne of the Queen of Sheba, and he asked his following, who can bring her throne? And one volunteered to bring it before Solomon left the session. And another one volunteered to bring the throne of the Queen of Sheba at the blink of an eye. And when it came and Sulaiman saw it before him, what was the first thing he thought about? He didn't revel in his power and might and ability. Immediately the thought that came to him, فلما رآه مستقرا عنده قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر. ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم. When he saw the throne of the queen of Sheba firmly established before him, he immediately said, this is the blessing of my Lord to test me. Am I grateful or am I ungrateful? For whoever is grateful for his own sake. And whoever is ungrateful, God has no want to anyone. And God is the very rich and the worthy of praising. This is the real test. When God gives us plenty and bounty, the first thing we should think about is to be grateful. And we read in the Quran about the wise man, the epic of wisdom, the example given to wisdom across the ages, Luqman. Luqman was not a prophet, but he is reputed as a wise man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the wisdom of Luqman. The Quran says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَنْ يُشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Luqman, the wise man, do you know the explanation and the core of his wisdom? We have given Luqman the wisdom that you should be grateful to Allah. And whosoever is so grateful, it would be grateful for his own sake. And whoever is ungrateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no want to anyone and he is worthy of all the praise. And God's bounty and the blessings are to be kept by gratitude and are liable to be lost through ingratitude. And that is why Moses alayhi salam told his people, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Moses told his people, your Lord declares, if you are grateful, I give you more and more. If you are ungrateful, you are liable to my severe punishment. And the Quran tells us about people who were given plenty, but they thought they are given plenty because they were smart, because they naturally deserved it. They didn't see the giving hand of God. They were blind to the blessings of God. And we hear about the story of Qarun, the wealthiest man in history. إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Qarun was one of the people of Moses. And Allah gave him treasures and wealth. The mere keys for his treasures would be a heavy burden for a band of strong men to carry. And he was, of course, arrogant and self-praising. And the honest amongst his people advised him, لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Don't be gay. Don't be pleased with yourself. Allah doesn't like that. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Seek on what Allah has given you the hereafter without compromising your share in this world. It is the equilibrium between this and the hereafter. Islam doesn't want us to neglect this world in order for the pie in the sky. Islam wants us to work through this world to earn the good reward in the hereafter. And this world is the farm. What you sow in this world, you will reap in the hereafter. And they advised him, seek the hereafter in what God has given you, without compromising your share in this world, and be good as being good to you. But the man was blind, and he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He thought he was given that because of his knowledge, because of his craftiness and his smartness. And the result was, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, we caused the earth to engulf him and his home, and he was destroyed. Some people fail to see the giving hand of God and fail to acknowledge that the giver is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they act accordingly. And they are too busy with what Allah has given him, too busy to think of the giver and to thank him for what he gave. And so many people are obsessed by their material gains without ever stopping to ask themselves, who gave me this and what should I owe him? Some people have been swept away by the strong current of materialism. All they see is money, is wealth, is pleasures. All they are sensitive to is to acquire and acquire more. And they think it is theirs. They don't realize they are just entrusted with it, and that the Creator owns and we are entrusted with. And that the Creator, we owe to him to be thankful and to thank him through what he gave us. Whoever was given money should thank God by giving from that money. Whoever is given knowledge should thank God by giving from this knowledge. Whoever is being given health should utilize his energies in the service of God. It is not only in the Quran, but in daily life. And we see how people have been swamped away by materialism. I know a lady here in Los Angeles. Years ago, she got pregnant, and while giving birth, the baby died. She got pregnant again, and while giving birth, the baby died. And every time was a shock. She decided to have no more of this. She went to her doctor and requested a surgery to be sterilized by ligating her tubes. And this was done. But God has another plan. Years later, after remorse, after oft thinking, why did I do that? I wish I didn't do it. And at last, God's plan was revealed. Because she became pregnant. A tube was recanalized, and this happens in a number of cases. And she got pregnant. And of course she became happy. And of course she didn't seek an abortion. And when she delivered, she got a normal living boy. The best thing that happened to her in life. But she couldn't see the hand of God in this. Because the thing she thought of was go and sue the doctor and accuse him, your operation didn't work, and I got a baby. And the doctor was tried under the charge of wrongful life. And she was given a handsome compensation. And on top of this, the doctor had to sponsor the child by a monthly allowance until the child reached 18 years of age. This is what she did. She didn't stop to say, this is the fate of God. I thought something, but Allah thought something else. I wronged myself by ligating my tubes, but Allah was so merciful, doing the almost a miracle, and gave me what I always needed and what I always loved. She didn't stop to say, thank you, God. She sued the doctor and got that ruling. But God is just. Because only in 2 years, the child had viral pneumonia and died. And the son went and the allowance went. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this is no surprise that his blessings are to be retained by gratitude and are lost by ingratitude. We ask of Allah to make us grateful under any conditions. Even in adversity, we ask of him to inspire us to be grateful. And in bounty, we ask of him to inspire us to be grateful. Because as the Prophet ﷺ said, faith is two halves. One is patience and the other is gratitude. And we ask of Allah to make us the patient when patience is the answer and the grateful when gratitude is the answer. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سألوا ربكم يستجيب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. My dear brethren, Ramadan, the countdown, today is the 16th. We are over the top and beyond, and Ramadan is going from us day by day. I do hope that we have digested the lesson of Ramadan, and I do hope that we have charged our batteries and enlightened our hearts and took our full from the wisdom and filled our hearts with the love of God and love of His creatures. Many of us feel sorry that Ramadan is going, but my dear brethren, Ramadan does not need to go. Ramadan that comes to an end is the Ramadan in the calendar. But the Ramadan, the lesson, the patience, the purity, does not need to go. And it is your duty to keep Ramadan with you all the year round. We ask of Allah to keep us the clean and the pure, and to keep the spirit of Ramadan in our hearts all our days. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات متى ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم بارك أخوتنا فيك. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واقض الدين عن المدينين واهد الضالين منا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا يا رب العالمين. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.